Case looks straight ahead, forcing herself to concentrate on the arcing of the wipers. Boone is lying to Big End, or withholding information, and now she feels that she is too. She briefly considers bringing up Dorothea and Asian sluts at this point, just to send things in a direction Boone isn't expecting, but she has no idea of his agenda in lying. He may be doing it for a reason she'd approve of. The next time they're alone together, she needs to have this out with him. She blinks as they abruptly leave the motorway, entering London's maze, streetlights coming on. After Tokyo, everything here feels so differently scaled, a different gauge of model railroad. Though if asked, she'd have to admit that the two do have something mysteriously in common. Perhaps if London had been built, until the war, primarily of wood and paper, and then had burned, the way Tokyo had burned, and then been rebuilt, the mystery she's always sensed in these streets would remain somehow coated in steel and concrete. To her considerable embarrassment and confusion, they have to wake her when the Hummer pulls up outside of Damien's. Boone carries her bag to the door. "I'll go in with you." "It isn't necessary," she says. "I'm tired. I'll be fine."
"Call me."
On the plane approaching Heathrow, he'd tapped his various cell numbers into her phone.
"Let me know you're okay."
"I will," she says, feeling like an idiot. She unlocks the front door, manages a smile, and goes in. On the landing, she sees that the bundles of magazines have been removed, and with them, the black bin liner. She's up the last flight and almost to Damien's door, the second German key in hand, before she realizes that light is showing from the crack at the foot of his door. She stands there, the key in one hand, her bag in the other, hearing voices. One is Damien's. She knocks. A young woman, taller than she is, opens the door. Enormous cornflower blue eyes, tilted slightly above extraordinary cheekbones, regard her coldly.
"Yes? What do you want?"
the blonde asks with what Case assumes is a stage accent, some aspect of a joke. But as this woman's mouth, with its perfectly outlined, extravagantly full underlip, sets itself in grim distaste, she realizes that it isn't. Damien, stubble-headed after a recent shaving and for an instant quite unrecognizable, appears behind Uber Bones and playfully squeezes her shoulders, grinning over one at Case.
"It's Case, Marina, my friend. Where on earth have you been then, Case?"
"Tokyo. I didn't know you were back. I'll go to a hotel." But Damien will have none of that.